I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Whoa, I almost wasn't ready for your call.
Derp, 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 sproink. Skype.
Derpy derp, boop, 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 beep, boop.
Some guy over at Skype, they got a new CEO or something, because the last guy sexually harassed too many twinks in the office.
Oh, is that true? Is that true?
Too many twink interns in the office, so some guy came in and he's like,
"You gotta change the ringer. I need to make my mark on Skype. Now you twinks, you get over here. Fluff me."
And then, you know, we'll see, we'll experience a new ringer probably soon.
Oh my goodness. I really didn't know that all that was going on.
There's a lot of turnover at Skype, but Yeah, not cool.
Everyone is aghast.
It's like Fox, but worse.
A raccoon.
There's Bill O'Malley is Skype's main contributor, and he's just a tyrant, a terrorizer.
A terrorant.
A teetotaler. A total teabagger.
Ew.
Yeah, where's the teabagger party? I don't want to hang with those guys, but I get the feeling the rallies are going to be sensational.
Sensational. Ooh, speaking of ragers, did you hear that Airbnb is like canceling reservations for people attending a white supremacist rally?
Oh, really? Well, that's, yeah, you know, that's... well, that seems like you're getting a little dipping into politics a bit there.
Wait a minute.
Don't they have a right to affordably and conveniently rent out your... Shouldn't that be at the discretion of the host entity? Shouldn't they be like, well, you know what? I'm racist, too. So please and thank you. I would love for Daryl and his lovely wife, Samantha, Sam, to both move in to my home temporarily with their... It's five children. Okay, that's fine. Yes. They said two on the application, but five is fine. I'm making a point now. I'm pot committed. We're all white. Have to stick together.
Hey, whites. Now.
Now. Hey.
You can rent to anyone or not rent to anyone. You can say, yeah, no, hang on a minute. But it does beg the question, how do you know that that's what they're there for? Maybe they're just there for some outlet mall
shopping. Well, yeah, what are they using as their discretionary method? Like, how are they sussing this out and deciding?
Well, like I've said here on Sipcast before, I don't actually read most articles. I just read the headlines. And then,
well, you know what?
I let everybody else.
Well, that's fine, because you know what? The world is talking about what they're talking about. We'll talk about what we're talking about. This is the delineation that I'll make.
That's what I'm talking about.
I will make no more effort to clarify this point. Continue.
I will accept no more effort from this point forth.
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. No horse power.
Horse.
Yeah, it takes about, you know, it takes about 30 whores to get me across town. Horsepower. If you lay 50 whores end to end, it will reach to the end of a rugby field and back. And I'm sure that somewhere along the way you will be satisfied.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, what else are you going to do with them?
I'm reading off of a Wikipedia page right now. I wasn't really paying attention. Sorry.
See, that's what you get for reading.
Mm-hmm. I should do it more often.
Less
if it's
often.
About, well, if it's about whores, you know.
Oh, well,
they should have told me that.
Interested.
Why didn't they tell me that in school? They need to, like, you know, the way that at the UN summit and then everywhere else, they have to, like, include things that Trumpy likes, and like mostly himself. They have to mention him because then, like, he's like, blah, blah, blah. Oh, Trump, wee. And he just starts clapping. And he's very happy.
He does, like with just the palms of his hands.
Yeah, that's the way he does it. And, you know, he could be holding a sandwich You could be holding like a pickle or like a handful of chips. It doesn't matter. Or like some Legos. He'll just start clapping his hands. So you just better watch out.
I picture him hilariously, like awkwardly and quickly setting the sandwich down to clap. Like,
No, I just see him sort of flinging it right at Reince Priebus or something. It just nails him in the face. The lettuce slaps Pence and they're both just like, they pretend it didn't happen and they sit there with their little smirks like. That's how I see it happening.
It's already happened. That's great.
But yeah, that's the way I am with talk of whores in conversation. Yeah.
I forgot that was where we started.
Well, whores often do. I'm sorry, never mind. Forget where they started. Excuse me. Sorry.
Excuse you.
Excuse me.
Well, but what you were saying is you would have paid closer attention if your teachers had all been whores. Is that what you're? Is that
the point sure.
You're
well, I think that just about every male can relate. You saw that South Park episode where I think it's Kyle or Butters, one of the kids. Mm-hmm. It's Kyle's little brother, Ike, is in a relationship with his teacher, and it's making a parody of all those different situations where we've heard that happen in the news. And mm-hmm. when Kyle goes to the police to inform them of this woman's misdeeds, all the cops are like, wait, so it's a hot lady teacher and she's having sex with your brother? Nice. But wait, that's not okay. That's rape. And they're like, yeah, but she's hot, right? Yeah.
Oh,
nice.
Oh my, you men.
Oh yeah. See that there is definitely a double standard. And I think that if you don't agree with that, you're being disingenuous. Creepy dudes creeping on young girls, creepy. Hot chicks hotting it up on younger dudes, really no harm, no foul. I mean, you could make an argument if some boy was molested or traumatized, sure, but 80, 90% of the time, that 13, 14-year-old's going to be like, high five, high five. hey, high five. Who's high-fiving me?
He just walks through the school with his hand up like, anybody?
Seriously, would. I mean, that's how most of them get caught, is they're bragging to their friends. They're sending like texts or something around and they get caught because they're super stoked. I mean, Adam Carolla has a policy that I think all men can respect, which is if later you beat off to the crime, then no crime has been committed.
What?
You know, it's just a good rule of fist.
Oh.
Yeah, well, this is how men think. And we're here to publish the truth or some version, some imagination of it. I don't know. You know, like Dr. Seuss, like it relates to reality, but it is itself insane.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, there you go.
Mostly for kids.
Was lost through most of that, but that made sense.
And men on acid.
That's great. That really is great.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't gotten to do this Sibcast thing in a while. I don't know if you noticed. It's been many moons.
Many moon has risen and fallen into the sea of life.
Isn't there supposed to be some sort of like eclipse that people are like taking buses to go see and stuff?
Oh man, I keep hearing all about it. I had the eclipse visited me in my dreams a few nights ago. That was trippy.
Was it a total eclipse of your mind?
No, I think my mind got it wrong. It was like a lunar eclipse. I just remember looking into the sky and seeing a shadow dancing around the moon, a circular shadow. So I don't think that, or like, I guess that is a, no, that's a lunar eclipse. So then I'm just like, all right, nice work, brain. You did it wrong. Wrong timing. I don't know what you're trying to tell me.
You're like yawn. Weirdo.
I start yawning in my dream. And then your dream's like, what? Oh no, you're dying. Maybe yawning is like a death rattle in dreamland.
A death rattle. So it's not to be confused with death metal.
No, death rattle. It's like death metal, but played entirely on maracas and egg shakers and baby rattles.
I was going to say baby rattles.
Handmade devices, you know, just whatever. Like, I mean, you start with, that's where obviously the nomenclature derives from is baby rattle. Because first and foremost, we had sort of that sort of apparatus sitting around in many homes. So people would write songs using baby rattles. And then as the polyrhythms and the syncopations became more aggressive, They had this fashion professional devices made out of metal and the bones of crushed lion heads.
Oh.
Sand from volcanic islands inside of skulls made out of monkey skulls.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty. Yeah, so, you know, death rattle.
Oh, there's a friend of mine that was telling me the other day, we talk about brains and stuff. They were saying, like, there's a delicacy in Germany that is hog brains. Hog brains? Am I saying that right? Hog brains?
And hog brains? Hog brains?
Hog brains? Well, it's actually
sounds
called
exotic.
Like,
I wonder what it is.
It's called like the actual thing, I think, is called like head cheese. And that just didn't sit well with me at all.
Nothing should be called head cheese.
It literally, but like if you're eating brains and they're calling it head cheese.
I mean, I don't want to know. Like, I've heard of like head cheese is a thing, but it should never have been a thing. Like meat cheese is better. They should have just called it meat cheese. And hey there, nice to meet you. Have some head cheese.
It literally looks like, oh God, I can't even. What?
I don't even want. Well, you should send a picture over and we'll post it online. But I don't know what's wrong with bologna, or what's right with bologna. What's the difference between this and bologna?
Because as long as it doesn't look like what I'm eating, you can tell me it's anything else.
Does this just look like cross sections of brains, like just slathered in goo or something? What's going on?
Kinda.
Eat the brains. They're just preparing. It's going to be a natural transition when the zombie virus takes over and the fungus swallows our consciousness and turns us into.
It says, "What is head cheese and what does it taste like?" The texture was very odd and gelatinous, but the flavor was delicious.
That's what you want to hear. Odd and gelatinous.
I can't wait.
Siskel and Ebert, odd and gelatinous.
It's going to be a good movie. Again, this is the good bologna.
If it's the blob.
Just that hint of organ meat flavor in it. Heart is a common additive in head cheese.
Oh, it's made with love. No, hearts. That's not what I said. You misunderstood. Text is really confusing. These emojis, they're not as effective as people say.
Oh, here's the best sentence. Head cheese is not a dairy cheese, but a terrine or meat jelly made with flesh from the head of a calf or pig.
Is there cheese in it?
No, not at all.
Why is it called head cheese? It's like someone
it's
just
disgusting.
Saying like I'm gonna call these delicious chocolate squares that emit from the oven, I'm gonna call them oven turds. Well, Randy, you're halfway there. I'm gonna propose that we strike a partnership, because what you got is a good product, bad marketing, and I'm here to fix
all.
That for you. So let
That's
us sit down
is.
At this card table. It's repurposed spool that we use to play cards, and let's get these cards out of the way. Let's get all these drugs out of the way. I mean, not out of the way, but up into our sinuses. Let's get the juices flowing.
Oh,
let's drink. Let's slam all this heroin. Wow, we still have this left over. My God. All right. Well, let's go.
Let's.
It's not
let's
head
go.
Cheese. Okay. It's not. Or it's not. It's not oven turds. And I got this idea, and it's not called head cheese. It's called meat biscuits or flesh loaves or something
flesh
better
loaves,
than head cheese. Anything
one.
Like
yep.
like murdered sausage cubes is better
be like,
than head cheese.
It's like a thinky patty, you know?
Leftover
used your thinky thing, and then we made ground patties out of it.
Leftover animal confetti. Cow puree.
That's all. Okay, you got me on
a
that
bunch
one.
Of hams smashed together with great vigor.
I just don't like the way like brains look in general, and then to think of it for eating, and then to call it some sort of head cheese. Like if you're in school and the teacher's like, "All right, let's put our head cheese together and really try hard on this test."
Well, now
the
I
guy
like
would
that.
Vomit.
Now I like that. Gross. I like the idea of head cheese as a metaphorical. Analogy to because I call it my hind face in some instances or instances awnings
in my awnings
So I would be okay. Let's put our head cheese together, you crackers. Crackers eating crackers. That's the new, I'm going to put that on a shirt. I'm going to take a shirt. I'm going to put that on it. And it's for when you see a white person enjoying a cracker. And then if you ever see that, just yell that. Be like, crackers eating crackers.
Ooh.
That's what's up. That's what you're doing. Looks delicious. I'm not trying to discourage your behavior.
Oh,
I'm just saying, crackers eating crackers.
Crackers. Did you get my pictures I sent?
Yeah, the head cheeses. That looks like head cheese. I just don't know what this brain cheese looks like. Brain cheese is better than head cheese. My God, it just sounds like cheese that makes you smart.
Okay, well, hey.
If there's not that cheese, I want that. Does cheese make me smart? Can I claim that scientifically?
Cheese makes you fart.
Oh, it does. Oh, all right, man, I already do so that, gassy. So it's just like, it's cheese on the fire. Farter.
I don't know, maybe we're missing out. Maybe we need to eat head cheese and we just didn't know.
I don't think so. The idea of introducing a lot more gelatin into my diet is not one that I am looking to incorporate.
Yeah, you were saying you're cutting out coffee for health reasons.
Yeah, just, so hedge, maybe I'll replace coffee with head cheese. Just a mug of head cheese every morning.
Gelatinous mug of head cheese.
Just throw the head cheese into the blender, re-liquefy it, and just slurp that down.
So liquefied brains. Oh, man. That does sound refreshing.
I get both ends, the brains and the butts, and I liquefy them and I drink them in my coffee. I add cocaine to that mixture. It keeps me up all day. I don't eat anything else but that.
And I don't have a regular poop cycle.
I do other people's work. I go into places where I don't even work and do jobs that I'm not trained for. Head cheese, coffee.
Oh, well, we already got the theme song. It's time to bring
I'm going
it
to sleep now.
That's ridiculous. Speaking of sleep, I was up at 4:30 a.m. this morning taking Hannah to the airport, and I can't believe that I'm still awake. I thought I was going to fall asleep on the road. I was very tired.
What?
Jason, stop it right now. You heard.
Jeez, I was having a dream about someone stupid taking someone to an airport.
Oh, rip.
It was weird. It was like, what? Were you talking about something like that? Uh-huh. It's like when you say, when you say, hey, stupid, and people look and they're like, huh. You're all dumb.
I'm going to try that today.
Yeah. No, like, so how was that? How was the airport? How's it going there?
Actually, there was a beautiful moon high in the sky because it was still kind of dark, and there was a fog.
Dude, I'm so high. You want to come up here and get baked?
Hey, I just like use the light of the sun.
I got a magnifying glass up here. It's called a sun hit. It's pretty good.
Oh, man.
I could taste the galaxy.
Well, anyway, it was like the perfect temperature outside, not hot, not cold, and it wasn't sunny yet, and Hannah was flying back standby, and there were plenty of flights, and she got right on. It was just so wonderful. But then I was driving home, and I'm like, so fucking sleepy. Like, I was very tired, so I stopped, and I got a gluten-free breakfast sandwich from Starbucks.
What the hell is that? It's just like a bunch of like frozen coffee with sheets of frozen coffee in it?
No, it's like a breakfast sandwich that you can get other places, except it's gluten-free. That's literally it. So they've got like Canadian bacon or American Canadian bacon, some cheese, a circle egg, and some gluten-free bread-ish.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow.
Ah. Well, isn't that nice? So how much is that? Like $8?
I know. It's like $5.
It's like, I will have a gluten-free breakfast sandwich and a tall latte rainbow unicorn fart. That'll be $28, please. Thank you.
That sounds about right. Yeah. But at least I get points for free stuff eventually.
Yeah, well,
so that's
sure.
The trade-off.
That's the trade-off is what we'll call that. Sure. The other day,
I think I'm winning. I don't know how, but I think
the other day White Castle gave me a thing. It was like, hey, you order five combo meals, you get the 613. And I was like, where was this the last several months? Because I was on a White Castle kick, and I would have had at least like two of those, and it's been like a week since I went to White Castle, and I want to know what that's all about, karma.
Wait a second.
Bejesus.
I think that was probably what was wrong with your prostate.
Nah. That's what's right with my colon cleanse.
It is the colon cleanse.
Well, see, the thing about White Castle is that that's like what people don't know about White Castle. It's like, say for instance, you got your minivan, your beater, your Woody. It's sitting there with like half a panel left because your kids just keep wrecking into it with their stupid bodies on their bikes.
We loved it. Yeah.
Nathaniel, he's still got training wheels on his bike. And he's 8. I don't think that's okay. I think that kid should know how to ride his bike by now.
Mm-hmm. No judgment. Total judgment.
Okay, damn it, Nathaniel. Get away from that van, all right?
Yeah.
Jenna, these kids, they just... One day I'm going to take those training wheels off, and it's just going to be like, you either ride the bike without the training wheels, or you just never learn how to ride a bike.
Oh, we've been so trying to teach you. That's what they actually mean by ride or die.
Yep. It's about about pushing your kids out of a bird nest on a bike. Out of a tree. Pushing your 8-year-old out of a tree on a bike. That's what Ride or Die is all about. Ride or die, bro! Woo! Ding, ding! Crash.
Yeah, the bell.
Yeah, and then there's real bird tweets, but those are actual birds because we're just in the vicinity of bird nests.
And then they tweet about it.
So my sweet panel van, that actually was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Before, you know, the kids, whatever.
The kids.
Yeah. My sweet panel van, if you try to put that, or yours, you know, theoretically one's sweet paneled van, if you try to put, like, that premium, who puts that in there? Is it all those guys in the convertibles? Are those the guys who hit up the premium? All the people in little crotch pouches? What's a...
Crotch pouches.
The crotch pouch, the scrotums. Because it's not a crotch rocket.
I have a convertible. Wait a minute.
It's a scrote tote is what they're all about. All those guys in their scrote totes.
Now that's better. That I like.
Yeah, it's like putting the premium fuel into the panel van. The Woody.
So you think you're the Woody, the trans panel van. You don't need premium? Is that what you're getting at?
No, if you're that... No, opposite. Opposite. If you're trying to operate at peak performance, you need the premium fuel. And that's what I'm calling White Castle. What you don't know is that it's tuned to precision. A lot of people think White Castle, oh, you just eat it. You shit yourself endlessly. Well, you know, maybe if you don't get used to it, if you don't, you know, use that energy, sure. You don't think a race car is sitting there shitting itself when it's sitting still? I think not, so...
If no one's around, does a race car still shit itself?
When no one's around to smell the exhaust, is a race car shitting itself?
And he's over there, like, looking back, like the race car. He's like, mm-hmm.
You've heard, like, some of those cars, you know, what do you think that is?
We just don't see it
the same way. We have a different view of what that is, but that's what that is.
It's just what we've been taught, you know?
So, anyways, my point is that, you know, if you want to ride like a champion through life, or if you want to ride high, you're going to get yourself regular amounts of White Castle, and then you're going to make sure to, like, I don't know, throw around some weights, climb some ladders, push some kids out of some trees.
On bikes.
Run some foot sprints, something, because you're going to need to dissipate that energy. Otherwise, it will hurt you. I'm here to say, scared shitless. It's like scared straight. I come into your home and I tell you, you eat these sliders. I went to White Castle. I got these fresh for you. You enjoy them. Scared shitless. You don't want to end up like that motherfucker over there shitting himself. He's on the toilet 24/7. He can't handle it. He's in a downward spiral. Yeah, you should flush. It would be a courtesy if you would flush. Please.
Wow, that's great. I learned something new every day.
Well, hopefully somebody did. That's why I'm here, to spread knowledge to the community, to be a positive influence. Hold on, I gotta leave. I gotta hit. Oh, my God.
Oh, I gotta go.
I gotta shit. Oh, my God, I gotta shit.
Okay, hold on. We're gonna rewind back just a second where you said scrote tote. I'm irritated by something.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that's what happens when you start, you know, whipping out scrote totes.
That's a great name. I'm going to say that again. Okay.
So it could be like, that could be like, that could be like your response, like, you know, Gwyneth Paltrow has goop. Yeah. You have scrotote. What's up? Huh? Same thing.
Same. It's basically the same thing.
It's a health and wellness brand.
For the health and wellness of your scrotum.
Yeah. Have our flagship product is our patented under eye tea bags. You place those below the eyes and you gently tap yourself on the face with our scroto tea bags, patented.
Of course.
Yeah.
Made out.
All right, you were saying something that wasn't okay. About.
Yeah, it was. You'll see. Okay, so I love fanny packs. I've always loved fanny packs. We appreciated fanny packs when we were younger. About 6-8 months ago, I bought another fanny pack. I bought an original. I found it at like a thrift store. It's like a blue Reebok, and I've been using it. And then I found a newer one that was really cute, and so I bought that. And then I found this really cool one that's like has three compartments. It's like a fanny belt pack. It's so cool. So anyway, I'm all excited and hyped up about it. Not because I need it to be trendy. It's very useful, especially when you go on walks and stuff and where you put your phone and things like that. But then I see a headline the other day and it's like Kendall Jenner and Bella Hadid with their battling bum bags. And they're wearing like Louis Vuitton, like legit designer fanny packs, and they're trying to call them bum bags.
Well,
it's really dumb. They've already got a name. You don't want to rename something that already has a name.
Well, I wouldn't call what they have fannies either, so I don't know.
It's where bum lands. I mean, fanny.
Isn't it like
a pack of
bags? It's kind of like boobs. At a certain point when they get big, they're like bazoongas or jugs or something. Like with butts, yeah. it's not a fanny when it gets to what they're, at least Kardashian, when they're up in arms, when what they're down in the dumps.
Yeah.
Well. It's a bum bag or like a dump tank or like a Thunderdome.
Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. Not all of them are. Oh, Kylie Jenner's thing. Like life of Kylie. People have mixed emotions about her. Like, guys, I have two personas.
Who?
It's so funny. Kylie Jenner.
But go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. She
yeah.
has a show called Life of Kylie, trying to give like the inside information on like who she really is instead of just who she seems.
How old is she? Like 21 or something?
Oh, I think she's like 18 or 19.
Great. Yeah, there's probably a lot of material there. Like, we really want to mine the depths of an 18-year-old reality TV star, but it's like, today I went to Starbucks and I ordered a gluten-free breakfast sandwich.
Hey, wait a minute.
Hang on a second.
Hang on.
And it cost
$48. $48.
That's what I'm told, I'm guessing. I just left and I had my handlers pay for it.
That was my favorite. There were several parts in the beginning that I loved. There was one part where she's like, the only thing that makes me different from most people is that I have nice things. Probably is just it. And then there's another part
different.
Where she's talking and her dogs are barking. It's supposed to be like a sit-down thing. And she's like, should I get them to stop barking? And then she looks and she's like, and she's got all this plastic surgery and her face doesn't move right. And she goes, hey, such and such, can you get the dogs? And then she sniffles and her face scrunches and it's not her real face, so it scrunches weird. And she looks like the faces on Snapchat. They're supposed to move your face.
can you track down some kind of like YouTube or virtual link to one of these sessions where this woman will say? I mean, this isn't a gender thing. I just don't know if human or person are
okay,
quite
well,
the right monikers.
I
this
did
creature.
Happen to pause the program and take pictures.
Well, I mean, I'd like to see a video feed because what I have in mind, like photos would be good, but what I have in mind suddenly is like if you could like take a video, just maybe a minute's worth, or take a few cuts where she says something really inane and then maybe looks at the camera. So you just like, you do a thing where she says something and then you kind of make it echoey at the end, then you pause right when she looks at the camera and then you do a zoom in transition where you zoom into one of her eyes and then you zoom right back into looking at her again and then it starts again and she says something else vapid. and then it pauses, and then you just zoom in on the other eye, and you just keep on going deeper and deeper into her head, and there's just nothing but nonsense in this video, and it's just like a minute's worth of just deeper and deeper, and it's like, you know, I thought the kittens were born one at a time, like people. Into the next thought.
Yeah, like he can hear like the whooshing sound.
Exactly, it's just empty, yeah. When you zoom in, you make sure to purposefully like remove the shines from the eyes, so you're listing into a nothing pool of consciousness, and you make it to the shore, and you're like, I thought I just left this shore. How did I get back here?
Oh no, I'm circling back.
And then you loop the video so that it never ends, and you forget, and you could probably
just forget.
Like, hypnotize yourself.
Did you just go, like, lay down?
It's like, where's Katrina? She was due at work 7 days ago. Has anyone checked on her? She has a family, right? And then you walk in, and you're all just, like, crowded around the computer, just flickering light. Even the cats are perched, just watching the endless loop of thoughtlessness.
Well, she did say things like, you know, I don't, you know, need all this fame. You know, my sisters may be okay with it, but I'm not. But I realize that my life isn't hard. And so I was like, at least she admitted it.
If time is money, then I am an immortal.
Yep, she is immortal. Well, and it's so funny, there's this one clip where she's like, I feel bad, like, I never drive my Lambo. Like, I think about it, but then I just don't drive it. And they're showing, like, close-ups of this ridiculously cool Lamborghini. And then, like, that she just, like, feels bad that she never drives it.
Yeah.
I know, right? Right?
Most guys feel bad when she drives it, so.
Well, like, Hannah and I are watching it together, and, like, we found it very difficult to actually close our mouths. Like, our mouths were open in disbelief almost the entire half hour. We're just like, like, and then we'd look at each other and she goes, don't say it. I'm like, like, we literally didn't know what to say. But she seems nice.
Sure, so does Mike Pence.
He seems like a D-bag, like, low-key.
Not if you're a white guy.
Oh, yeah. No, he's totally nice if you're white, yeah.
All the white guys I talk to, especially the old ones, like, Mike Pence, great guy. No complaints.
I feel great about being around him. He doesn't make me feel comfortable at all because he's white.
If only they knew that he was also raging gay.
Aww.
Like, deep down dark, super. He just...
Deep down dark.
It's like, come on, Mikey. Come on out of your fort there. It's okay.
Come on, Mikey.
No reason to be afraid, but
hey,
he is.
What the heck is going on with North Korea, and why are they trying to be jalapeno business?
I want respect. You show me respect. I don't know how I talk.
I don't know how
I talk. I don't know how you talk. You don't know how you talk. You don't know yourself. You don't respect. You respect me.
You don't understand.
Something like that. Well, who cares? It's nothing, really.
Who cares?
It's a distraction from Trump because he knows North Korea ain't got shit. North Korea really doesn't want a fight. They just want bluster. They've got their little... It's like they've got their family. Like, I don't know the best way. Their little running crew that they keep kind of brainwashed. And they want their posse to be super proud of them. So it's almost like, you know, an expanded version of the Trump regime where he just wants his friends and his underlings to think he's the coolest guy ever. I mean, if you look at, like, Kim Jong-un's biography compared to the way Trump and other people talk about him, it's the same sort of thing where they raise him up to be this, like, perfect genetic master plan of God where, like, God just put this human form on the planet. Like, Kim Jong-un tells North Koreans that he doesn't produce material waste, like, out of his body. His body is a perfect humming instrument that uses 100% of inputs. And, like, Trump says this. Yeah, they say that, and Trump says the same things about how he's, like, good at everything. He's the best at everything. And then when you actually see him do something, he's a fucking putz. Like,
oh, that's true, yeah.
There's both. They have no aptitude, yet they compensate by saying they're the greatest And
well,
yeah,
if you say it enough, you can believe it. Just more good people should say it, and less of these people.
These people, but I hear like Dennis Rodman's going back over. They're like, "Hey, North Korea,
hey
what's
guys,
up, guys?
We had an agreement. Y'all are being a little bit salty.
I want to get in on that. I like to. I like what you're doing. What's going on?
Good Lord Almighty! So a minute ago, when I said, "Are you serious?" my phone thought I said, "Hey Siri."
Are
See,
you
it did
serious?
Oh, no. Okay.
Back
well,
off. Back off. Seriously.
To circle back to what we were talking about, I actually refound the article about Airbnb and the white supremacist. They have started. Airbnb has started deactivating accounts of people it believes are booking units to host gatherings related to the rally. The rally is going to be attended in part by staff from neo-Nazi website The Daily Stormer, which, among other things, has a section called Jewish Problem and frequently uses racial slurs. Airbnb suspects that several of its units were booked in relation to the gathering.
So, I don't know. I guess I just don't know where it's Airbnb's business to start an Antifa faction in their network, like have like an administrative section labeled Nazis or something. I don't know. Or white power. Hashtag white power.
Anybody that hashtags it, they're like, oh, was I too obvious?
Sorry.
Guys.
But I do, I guess that's, you know, I'm on the side of non-racism. I would hope that it would be like, between the proprietors. Like, if there's some way you could find out, like, oh, hey, did you know, like, this guy's going to do some racist shit in your apartment? It's like, hell no. No, he's not. Then that's cool.
Yeah. Like, more hard evidence is what you're saying.
Or, just let the person who's, like, cats you're going to be cat sitting or something make the call.
Yeah, let the cats be like, no.
No. My cat swiped left, or he saw a fly.
Yeah, he swiped left or something. Or he that was his tail as he's walking by. Either way, it's a no.
Yeah, either way. You seem racist to me, so.
Ooh, sorry. Are you, like, not into black cats?
Do
you not like juice?
That is just an old wives' tale.
Personally.
I purposefully have a fleet of cats that I just run black cats. I run a hurdle race over every morning, just to get all the bad juju out of the way. And speaking of juju, if you got a problem with that,
you don't like my jujus.
Yeah, if you don't like my juju, then you're not welcome here. You're not welcome here.
There's only one time I really didn't like the Jews. It was I was at a hotel and they had juice machines, and it was cheap juice, and I didn't like it.
I think cheap juice is kind of a
juice.
It's redundant, but
cheap juice. I didn't like it. Cheap juice.
Yeah.
It was grape, apple, and cranberry, and all of them tasted watered down juice.
And it was served in a yarmulke.
And that was strange, because I didn't make the connection then, but I think I'm making it now.
Yeah, it didn't really hold liquid so well. So I would like to talk to whoever
I need a dreidel.
Yeah.
Instead. Well, yeah, I mean, speaking of Jews, how's your band going?
Oh, yeah. yeah, the Adolf and the... And the three young cook gingerbread men. Yeah, Adolf and the gingerbread men. There we go. I found it. It took a little longer than I would have liked. But
yeah, we found
Adolf
it.
And the gingerbread men. There's my band name. That's why it's relatable to the juice
you're trying
bar.
To be, yeah, you're trying to be, like, hit a greater audience. And I understand that.
The greatest audience.
The great.
The final audience.
Oh,
that's distasteful. You gingerbread men are distasteful.
It's a final countdown.
No. Ba-da-ba-da.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, no, there's no need. I mean, okay. You could, but then we're going to be probably sued. Or we can't.
No, no one can hear
us. If we ever experience a modicum of success and we can't monetize this episode because now it's tainted.
They can't hear us.
The band is going nicely. We had a show on the 5th that went well.
That's great.
There are footages on the World Wide Web.
Foot ages.
Or the local web. I believe that the footage reaches, you know, to most of the planet. As is typical. So, but not North Korea. If you're in North Korea, you both won't be hearing this advisory, and you won't be hearing a Bombanaut anytime soon.
I don't think you formally announced your band's name.
Abominot? That's the name of the band. There it is.
And how do you spell that?
You don't.
Oh.
You never do.
That's the whole thing. You never do.
He whose name shall not be spelt. Yeah. Spelt names shall not be sired.
Well, so it was successful.
Yes, we experienced great success. There were people there who heard the sound. So if we had been, a race car shitting
in
the barn, people would have definitely known that was us.
Yeah. Hey. Well, it did look like you guys had a blast, and I like that it looked cute, kind of like a 4th of July picnic. Like with, like, kids in hammocks and stuff, and then you guys are there just, like, rocking out and being, like, not young.
No. Not at all.
No.
We were forcefully old.
Like, we were...
Imposingly,
like,
aged.
Yeah.
Obnoxiously geriatric. So punk!
Okay, my
depends
favorite...
Depends on my mood, but I might shit myself.
Well, when I my favorite picture was the one where you have those, like, quirky giant heads on your regular bodies. That was pretty fun. I like that picture. I like it.
Which, what, huh?
Like, you have your heads all, like, bigger.
Oh, the
giant
bobbleheads. Yeah, I wonder if there's a company that could just make, like, your own bobblehead, and then you can just wear it.
Like, they just have, if they have, like, a 3D printer or something.
Like, I don't know, maybe. I don't think the 3D, you have to learn how to paint that thing.
Stop.
It's got to be hollow.
If only you knew how to paint.
I don't.
You do. Stop.
Maybe I do.
Maybe that's
different. I could at least print them out on, like, cardboard and then cut them out like photos, and then everyone can just wear them as masks.
Yes, yes, yes. Kind of like the things that I got printed for Wyatt's basketball game, where it's like the fat head, like, I just had, on a stick, on a paint stick.
That would be good. I want to do that. I got some other ideas on wacky stuff that we can do. I was doing just generic or general graphic design, coming up with t-shirt designs. So that's why I've got that. I came up with one that I think I could just make a couple stencils and stencil all the shirts myself, because it's a very simple.
That's awesome. Yep.
I'll include it in the episode notes.
So episode notes. Yeah, I'd like to see that. I'd like to see your, like, logo type emblems.
It's on Facebook, some of it.
No.
It's on Faceland.
Faceland.
It's in the Faceverse. It's near the chin. Check near the chin of Facebook.
You could have pinatas of your guys' faces, and then you, like hanging the whole show, and then at the end, people can, like hit them, and then useful things will fall out, like party
hit
favors.
It! Items and power-ups. I wonder if Facebook...
Power-ups.
It's like a face with a spine, if you think about it. That's weird.
So almost like a human?
Or like, I don't know, a book.
Don't get artistic. So
a
strange
book with sinuses. It's like, hey, what's up? I'm a book. You guys want to hear some yodeling? I'm a book.
Can you yodel?
No, we've already been over this.
Yeah, we
I don't,
did. I know.
I kind of can,
remember.
But I don't care to perfect it, because I feel like that's one of those things. Like, can you hit your knuckles with hammers?
I can.
I can.
I sure can.
I could practice that. I don't feel like it would benefit me in any way. I feel like it would actually hamper my progress in life. So no, I'm not going to work on that. I'll do a lot of things, but you yodelers just need to stop it.
How many songs did you guys perform?
10.
Oh.
Yeah, all of our songs are available at soundcloud.com/ABOMINAUT. That sounds right. That seemed good. Close enough. If you go there, using your keyboard interface or Siri, Maybe if I yell seriously loud enough, it'll seriously. It'll activate your Siri over there.
It already happens. Like I can be talking regular, like it's reg. And you can just yell out, like, no, shoot.
Yell at Siri. Hey Siri, look up Abominot and please course correct so that I don't go over this cliff.
Yes. Oh, did you see there's a guy that he figured out, we were watching like a science show, and he figured out how to rig his 3D printers to tattoo people.
Oh, well, they can be used as plotters.
Time I don't really to know tattoo why he yourself. Needs...
I mean, you could rig a regular plotter to be a... I get, well, I don't know, unless you're just sitting there and it wants to, like, use the Z-axis to go up your lazy-ass arm. I don't really know why it needs three dimensions to tattoo you. You should probably just...
I don't know. I didn't see it. My family was watching it and told me about it.
I'm certain that you stabilize the surface in some way, and then the thing... Maybe it's because, like, what if you're hella jacked, bro, and it's got to, like... It's got to tattoo over all your cuts, man. You got to get inked, and it's got to look proper. Otherwise, you'll look like a fool, dog.
Ah, oh my gosh, be so president.
Dude, I don't want to look like a fucking unbro when I'm laying down, like, hitting the pipe in more ways than one. I want to look like a badass, because that's what I am, 24/7.
Oh, I only know how to be this way.
25/8, really, because I turn it up extra just a little just bit. Most people don't do that. Can't even hang. So
25/8. And then you should have be like, it's more like 6/5. 6
you know
hours
what?
A
I
day.
I don't even go for like sandwiches. I do sand wizards.
Wizards. Sand wizards.
Yeah, witches. I'm into sand wizards.
Sandwiches.
Yeah, I eat overpower bars.
That's a good one.
I make my own energy drink. It's water and glycerin and cocaine.
That's perfect. It's also gelatinous.
Yeah, put some gelatin in there. Yeah, so I just like man. Just like slurp it like a big Jello shot. Just clunk, clunk.
I just like slip on it. Well, we were watching. Speaking of sand, we were watching beach volleyball because it's the only sport mm-hmm. that seems to be on right now. And those announcers say some funny things. They are some of the quirkiest announcers. At one point, they were like, whoa, look at that save. These guys are sand panthers. And we're like, huh?
Panthers are known for their ability to save balls from hitting the ground.
In sand.
Well, I mean, panthers in general, but then they had to specify sand panthers.
Sand, they're different than like the other panthers.
A regular panther would not be so adept, so it's just for clarity's sake. I'm sure a lot of people were glad for the clarification. If you don't watch beach volleyball a lot, obviously you'll be confused
you
by these
know.
Terms, but yeah. they're there for a reason.
Oh, some of the descriptions are hysterical, but it is so exciting. I love beach volleyball. I'm like, oh my gosh, back and forth. Holy, oh my gosh. They didn't, how'd they even save that one?
That was impossible. It's like a bunch of abominable snowmen.
Well, it was in Austria, the men's championship, and it was in Austria, and the final match for the championship was against Brazil and Austria. It was an Austrian team against a Brazilian team, and it went back and forth, but ultimately the Brazilians won, and they flaunted it, which I would do. I mean, if I worked that hard and won, I don't care what country I'm in. I'm going to be pretty excited about it.
Well, you do care if you're in Brazil, because you're going to get, like, assassinated or some shit if you come back with the wrong result.
Do I, though? Result. Do I care? Okay, no, I do. I care.
I don't know. Like, nihilist, maybe. Maybe you're fully aware of the consequences, and yet you still don't care.
That does sound like me.
There's a lot of people who operate that way.
Oh, obviously.
Transgenders, you know? They're like, I'm a had that penis. I don't even care.
Is that what they say? Are you tapping the mic on this trans?
I actually just played that soundbite from my phone, coincidentally. So I recorded that the other day, it was, you know, and there's a few others.
You, like, have it on recall, like you have a little tiny soundboard.
It's my ringer.
I'm a had that penis.
It's my ringer. I'm a had that penis. I don't even care. That's my ringtone.
Oh, no. That just sounds like you want, like, a man, you know? You are a man.
Oh,
you just
what?
Want a man.
Oh, oh, oh. So, okay. I see how I see how this, my culture is being appropriated in this way. I don't appreciate it.
My culture. My people.
My culture. My people. And by my people, I'm talking about my people. In my door. My people needs attention. I need to get the people guy.
It could
get the people
be guy. Whole people or pee pole. That's it's where we pee on that pole. That's ridiculous.
Well, that's why it's there. It's polarized. It's for peeing on it. This is what we do in the future. Okay.
We were doing flashcards with Roscoe the other day, getting him ready for El Second Grado. And one of the questions said, if Sally has 5 dimes and 3 pennies, how much does she have? And Roscoe thinks about it for a second, then he giggles to himself and he goes, she's pretty poor. 53 cents.
Ha, what a bitch.
She's poor. Like, it was funny to him that he's like, she's poor. And then
dumbass.
And then he still was like, 53 cents.
Always got to make a passive-aggressive slight.
Yep.
That's a good habit to get into.
Well, it is Roscoe. He doesn't know any other way to operate.
Yeah. I guess what we can, the most we can ask for is not rageful yelling. So if he's not yelling at you, you must be doing something right.
I know. My favorite thing right now, he was playing poker with the kids and he started getting into a rage because he didn't like his cards or he folded too soon and he could have won. And he's like, and he got so mad. He's like, what? These cards are garbage. And then like leaves and like throws a bunch of stuff. We're like, okay, well, that was a bit much. The cards are fine. Your attitude is nasty. And we need to talk about your words. Like, garbage. That's his favorite word right now. But try it. Yeah. It's pretty fun to say, like when you're mad at somebody.
I'll do that later. Mm-hmm. Or I'll forget. But one way or the other,
I choose. I think option B is most likely.
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
We won't worry about that. We'll not cross that bridge when we don't come to it.
Because I don't like bridges.
I'm not a fan of bridges. I like to just walk through the river next to the bridge. I'm like, you don't have to boss of me.
Yeah, you don't get to control. Okay, that's a big river, but still. I'm
not wow. Okay.
Okay.
You're not the boss of me. Well, that Roscoe, he's gonna rage.
He is. That's
Rager's gonna rage.
His honesty and his bluntness, oh man, I would not trade it for anything. It's the best.
Not even a sand wizard.
I never have to
wizard.
Wonder what he's thinking. Literally ever. Like the other day, I was trying to get him to listen, and he wasn't listening, so I got upset, and I told him, and he goes, do you even know why I'm not talking to you? I'm like, why are you talking to me? He's like, because you got mad at me, and I don't think I did anything wrong. I'm like, well, so we had to talk through that one. But
he
I
just
love
turned
how he
the damn tables.
I know. I'm like, oh, do I realize? I don't know. Do I need to realize? I thought I knew, but maybe I don't. But I like getting put in my place by a 7-year-old.
Better watch out for that kid. Mind games.
He's so funny. He says exactly what he's thinking, so it's great. There's a lot of times in public, like, I'm like, yeah, I want to, like, you know, like, give him a nug.
Kick him
like,
as far
yeah.
as you can?
No, I want to be like, yeah, that's hilarious, but I can't. I have to be like, now, Roscoe. But I want to be like, yeah, that was hilarious. he's great.
Well, this week on general feelings about children that most people only know through vague stories on previous episodes.
Hey, we got a fresh one right off the presses right here. I mean, that was the segment, right?
yeah.
Yep. I knew it.
As pre-discussed, I mean, this is verbatim the script that you sent me for review last night.
Script.
So very
this
professional.
This is not classy enough
executed.
To be scripted, and everybody knows it.
Yeah, I mean, these were, yeah, exactly, not classy enough to be scripted. Everybody, yeah, it's all here. It's great.
That is not true.
Look, I'm fully impressed by this act of reading. I don't understand it. People tell me about it, and I believe them because I have no way of confirming. So, yes, reading. I believe you that that's a thing.
Whatever.
Sure. Whatever. Yeah, okay. What else is a thing is endings.
Wait, yes!
That's actually, it's kind of the lack of things if you think about it. That's like not a thing. It's like when things aren't things is an ending.
They're no longer a thing, yeah.
So I don't know if that is a thing. We got a name for it, though. It's called Ending. It's called Ending. And his name was Ending.
First name N, last name Ding.
Yep. N, hand me that hammer. I've got to finish building my shed.
Oh my gosh.
You better hand me that hammer. I'm giving you to the countdown of 3.
Nope.
2. Oh, thank you for the hammer. Thank you, Ed. All right, be on your way. Go get some eggs from your mother. 1.